Hello out there. This is Steve Charney, and the name of the program is Knock on Wood. It's a comedy program. This is comedy. That's right. If you didn't know what it was before, you'll know it now. Eric Nagler's going to teach us a little bit about comedy. He's on a CD player. We also have Sharon Lois and Bram. Art Linkletter, Kids Say the Darndest Things. We're running through this LP, this old LP. We're almost done with it. Harry's going to be in. He's got some sort of project. He's doing some sort of project. I don't know. We'll find out what it is. Why don't we start off with this Eric Nagler? Get right into the festivities, so to speak. Every day is a party on this show. Yes. We're always celebrating life. We're alive. It's a wonderful feeling. Don't waste it. Here we go.
Boston Billy Brooks picks a bruised banana bannock while his baby brother babbles and bounces on his bum. I don't want your butter bagel, brittle bacon for me bread. Give me a Boston Billy Brooks banana bannock instead. I don't want a bowl of barley or a boysenberry bun or a bit of roasted budgie or a blob of bubble gum. Broccoli don't rock me and beans to make you run. Have a Brooks banana bannock if you want a bit of fun. Beagle and a babbling baboon were banging on a banjo and a banging at the moon, belaboring their ballads and a barking up a tune. But the Brooks banana bannock made him beat another rune. You can boil a bowl of woolly bears on beds of bamboo shoots. You can bottle breaded bedbugs in your belly button juice. You can have your basic buzzard eggs and stick it to your vest, but the Boston Billy Brooks banana bannock is the best.
Nice way to start the show, wouldn't you say? Oh, yeah, that'll get your juices flowing. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. That was Eric Nagler. I Can't Shit Down is the name of the CD. Boston Billy Brooks was the name of the song. And here we go. It's Knock on Wood. I'm Steverino Charney.
And I'm Harionio. I guess it's not Charney, is it?
No. What is your last name?
I don't know.
All right, so, Harry. How's Trix?
He died. We got a new dog.
Huh?
Just a joke. I have a new project, Steve.
Yeah, well, tell us about it.
I'm going to work towards sainthood.
Oh, I don't think you'll have any trouble with the hood part. It's just the saint aspect that might cause you some difficulty.
Sure, Steve, sure. Yeah, make jokes at my expense. That's all right. I can take them with equanimity because I must if I want to be recognized as a saint by the Pope.
You know, you've had some pretty wacky ideas in your day, but this one may be on top of the heap.
What's wacky about wanting to be a saint? We should all be working towards something this lofty and beneficial to mankind.
You're not even Catholic.
Well, I'm sure that if I'm a really good person and do a really good job, the Vatican will recognize my inner quality.
Whoa. Listen, if you want to be a saint, you have to do good works, saintly works.
That's my plan.
You've never done a good work in your life.
I'm not alive.
Well, at least that's one step in the right direction of sainthood.
Anyway, I've been doing good lately. For instance, before the show, I helped a little old lady cross the street.
Oh,
that's sweet. Of course, she didn't want to go. I had to drag her across kicking and screaming. But hey, I wasn't going to let a little adversity keep me from my assigned task.
No, of course not.
I vacuumed the lawn for you.
Vacuum cleaners aren't meant for lawns.
Well, I know that now. But I did try to fix the thing after it stopped working.
Well, why did it stop?
I tried to suck up a rock.
Did you repair the machine?
I tried, but I was reminded of the scientific axiom, nature abhors a vacuum. And now I see why. They're clumsy, awkward, you're always running out of bags. They're hard to fix once you break them.
I really don't know how you're going to become a saint.
Isn't the term vacuum cleaner an oxymoron? I mean, a vacuum already is clean. If it has dirt in it, then it's not a vacuum. Capiche?
I don't know about sainthood, but you're pretty close to nuthood.
Look, I gotta keep doing the good work. Why don't I take care of things around here, okay?
What do you mean?
I don't want you lifting a finger. From now on, I'm doing everything.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, put that finger down.
But I had an itch.
Where is it? I'll scratch it for you.
It's in my nose.
Oh, well, I'll make an exception this time. But no more finger lifting after that.
Thank you.
Yep, you're lifting a finger again.
Can I lift a toe?
No! No finger or toe lifting. I'm serious about getting my sainthood, Steve. Once I have that, then you can lift as many toes as you want. In the meantime, just relax.
How about an elbow? Can I do that?
All right, but only one, and you can lift it only halfway up. Once I see it going above your shoulder, I'm going to have to put a stop to it.
It's a deal.
Now, what recording were you going to play? I'll put it on.
Well, I was going to play Homer and Jethro.
From now on, we're playing only Gregorian chants, operatic and classical music.
This is a comedy show for kids.
They'll love it. Here, listen, Steve. It's an old record, but they'll love it. Listen to this. I already got it queued up. Hey, you just lifted a finger to do that! And now you're poking me with it! Stop it!
This is what we're going to hear.
Oh, it's hard becoming a saint.
Oh, you're a saint, all right.
Really?
Yeah. A Saint Bernard.
Shoulder up your gun and call up your dog. Shoulder up your gun and call up your dog. Away to the woods to catch a groundhog. Groundhog, groundhog. Run here, Sal, with a big long pole. Run here, Sal, with a big long pole. Twist that whistle pig out of his hole. Groundhog, groundhog. Begin to smile. We put him in the pot and we all begin to smile. We eat that hog before he struck a bow. Groundhog, groundhog. Here comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. Here comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. Groundhog grease all over her chin. Groundhog, groundhog. He's about to fall. Catch him, boys, he's about to fall. He's eat till his pants won't button at all. Ground the hog. Ground the hog.
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 That's better.
The meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. The meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. If that ain't ground hog, I'll be darned. Ground the hog. Ground the hog.
Homer and Jethro, Barefoot Ballads. I'm your pal Steve Charney. I was working towards his sainthood by doing good works, you know. You know, there's an element to being a saint that you're missing, however, Harry.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Sure, you have to be selfless and compassionate, loving and kind, but you also have to be able to perform a miracle. You know, that is one of the aspects.
Well, being compassionate and thoughtful to others is the hard part. The miracle? Well, that's a piece of cake.
You can perform a miracle.
Sure. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
All right. You want me to stuff this CD player up my nose? That would be pretty miraculous.
You could do that?
Sure.
Well, how about if you cause it to snow in the studio here?
Okay, that's easy. I just wave my hands and... Ta-da!
Wow. It is snowing. And for some reason, I'm not that impressed.
But it's green snow. Look at it, Steve.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And look, it's falling up, not down.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
And look, Steve, look, as the snowflake falls into my hand, look, each snowflake is in the shape of an angel.
I suppose.
So what's the problem here?
How does it help mankind? A true miracle should be for the benefit of all.
Oh, you want it to help mankind? Well, why did you say so? Here, let me try again. I wave my hands and... How's that, Steve?
What's that thing in your hand?
It's a bottle.
So?
It's the cure for baldness.
Really?
Yep. It's my contribution to the world. One drop of that, and bald men will become hairy again.
Yeah? Let me see it.
Okay, just don't get it on your fingers. Don't get it on your fingers, Steve! What's the matter with you? Your fingers are starting to grow hair. It's supposed to go on top of your head. Wait, now what are you doing? You're scratching your nose!
I told you, I have an itch under my nose.
Look! You're growing a mustache now!
Wow, hand me that mirror.
Steve, the mustache won't stop growing. Look at that, it's down to your chin!
Hey, this is cool. Fastest growing mustache I've ever seen.
Looks more like a beard, Steve. Look, it's growing down to your chest!
Yeah, you better do something. It's getting out of hand. I need a miracle.
No, you don't. You just need an electric razor. Let me see. I have one in my pocket here. Turn it on. All right. There you go. Hold still, Steve. Hold still. All right. Just getting it right off the under your nose there. There it goes. It's all falling on the floor. All right. Now hand me your fingers.
Yeah.
Okay. Just got to get the hair off your fingers, too. There we go. All right. All right. We're done. There you go. You're all clean shaven again.
Uh-huh. Hair all over the floor.
That's all right. I'll sweep it up later. I'm working towards my sainthood.
Good.
Now we can make millions with this bottle.
Harry, it's supposed to be a gift to the world, not a money-making proposition.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes I forget that, so... Whoop! Oh, no!
You just broke the bottle.
It slipped, Steve. Well, does it still count as a miracle if it's broken?
No, because your motivation for doing it was wrong. You're going to have to work on your technique if you want to be a saint. Now, let's play a recording. When we come back, we'll talk about this some more.
I could eat a pillow dipped in tartar sauce. That would be pretty miraculous.
You're just not getting the point.
Stars shining bright above you. Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. John Deere, just saying.
Mom and Daddy.
Mommy and Daddy and two girls and my grandma.
You have a baby?
Yes.
What's her name?
Gretchen Marie.
And who does Gretchen look like?
The mailman.
The mailman. I want to bring out something very clearly right now. Who says that around your house? I'll bet you heard that from somebody.
My mommy.
Oh, who does your mother say it to?
The next door neighbors.
Happy, happy mailman. Do you look more like your mother or more like your father?
I look more like my uncle.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
To St. George.
To St. George. Where is St. George? You don't know. Why would you want to go to St. George?
Because my mommy and daddy are going to get married there.
When are they going to get married there? Pretty soon? You let us know. Well, you got the news first, folks. You got it here. Do you have any secrets from your folks at all?
Uh-huh.
What secrets do you have?
I eat ice cream cones and I don't supposed to.
I'll never tell.
Hello, young fella.
Gee, you got belt on, you got suspenders on. How come?
To hold my pants up, silly.
Hold my pants up, silly.
You ever have company at your house?
Yeah.
People stay overnight?
Yep.
Where do you sleep?
I sleep under the bed where there's lots of dust and dirt.
Well, they're certainly hospitable to you, aren't they? They shove you under the bed.
Tell me about your mother. She's kind of interesting sounding. When does your mother look the prettiest?
When she's wearing lispit.
When she's wearing what?
When she's wearing lispit.
Lispit. Does she put lispick on very often?
Yeah, she always puts it on every time she goes out.
When does your mother not look so pretty?
When she's wearing a nightgown.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, I hope you have a nice time when you get home.
Art Link Letter.
Kids say the darndest things. Before that, we heard Sharon Lois and Bram's CD Let's Dance. I love that song so much. Dream a Little Dream of Me. Also have Maria Muldaur doing that. She does just as nice a version, too. She'd play them back-to-back someday, just because I like the song so much. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry's working towards his sainthood. Even though he's not even Catholic, he thinks the Pope will still recognize his inner qualities and reward him. He tried performing some miracles, which is one criterion for sainthood. But more importantly, you have to be selfless and loving. Why don't you just work towards becoming an Eagle Scout like your friends, huh?
Yeah, right, an Eagle Scout. How many Eagle Scouts can you name?
I don't think I know any.
Exactly! Now name a few saints that you've heard of.
Well, St. Christopher, St. Joan, St. George, St. Teresa, St. Olaf, St. Paul, St. Stephen, St. Peter.
The list goes on and on. Do you see my point?
Hold on. You want to become a saint so you can gain fame and immortality?
Well, Yeah.
Forget it, man. You'll never reach your goal. Don't you understand that these saints became what they are because of a total selflessness and love that they had for the world around them? They had no interest in pursuing selfish goals. They were only interested in the welfare of others. It was because of this that they gained sainthood. Now, where does that put you?
I'm so ashamed. You're right. I do want to be good, genuinely good. I want to help others and ease their burdens. What can I do? How can I up my chances?
Well, you can start by cleaning the studio. It's a mess.
Yes, yes, of course, of course. You're right. Hand me that feathers and duster there.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, Steve, I'm going to start over in this corner.
Make sure you get in all the corners. Be careful with that lamp. You're going to smash it. You know, Harry, you sort of do remind me of St. Paul.
I do?
Yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota, the most boring city in the United States.
Hey, and you're so stupid it takes you an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes.
I don't believe you just said that. Don't you see I was testing you? Your fortitude and resolve, your ability to turn the other cheek.
You're right. What was I thinking?
Now put down the duster, go get me a sandwich from the kitchen area.
Do I have to?
Harry, sainthood.
Yeah, right, Steve. I'll be right back.
Let's see. I don't know if we're going to have any time to hear anything else. Maybe I'll put on another Eric Nagler cut. I like that album so much. And, here he
is. Here you go, Steve. Here's your sandwich.
Uh-huh. Where's the ketchup?
Do I have to get your ketchup?
Harry! Sainthood!
I'll be right back.
And run! I'm hungry! I mean, how can I eat peanut butter and jelly without ketchup? What was he thinking? The man wants to become a saint but won't do what I tell him. It's a crying shame. I don't have to tell you.
Steve! One bottle of ketchup!
Thank you, and hold it. Where's the small dish of coleslaw that goes with this?
Coleslaw?
I have the sandwich every day with coleslaw. Now go get the coleslaw.
I don't want to get the coleslaw!
I'll say it one more time.
Yes, I know! Saint on! I'll be right back!
Harry thinks it's easy to run for sainthood, don't you, Harry? Well, it takes a lot of fortitude and courage. You have to suffer. You have to be tempted, but ultimately overcome all obstacles.
Okay. Here's the coleslaw, Steve.
Thank you. You didn't close the door. Thank you. Wait a second. This is in a little paper cup. You know I like my coleslaw in a ceramic bowl.
That doesn't. I'm not going to give my sainthood because I gave you a crummy bowl of coleslaw. And you have some nerve taking advantage of me like this. I'm trying to be unselfish and kind, and you're just being ornery. Who do you think you are? I'm a decent, kind person.
You're not a person.
And all you can do is crush into the ground the decency and love that I have for others. Well, I'm not buying it, Johnny. From now on, you can get your own peanut butter jelly ketchup sandwiches with coleslaw on the side.
Ah, see? You lost your temper. Not a good sign. You just blew your chance. Real shame. You were probably very close.
I was. Can I pray for forgiveness?
I suppose.
I'm sorry! I'm sorry!
Well, that's a good start, though. I don't know if it did any good.
You don't think so? Then what's that music I've started to hear?
Oh, there is music.
And an angel appearing in front of us!
Holy cow, it is an angel appearing right here in the studio!
I am the angel of college tries, and you, Harry, gave it the old college try. Not quite sainthood, but it's a good beginning. I congratulate you.
Gee, thanks.
And with this pat on the head, I also give you a learner's permit. And with this permit, you can now work toward your sainthood at a reasonable pace.
Gee, I'm honored.
I'm flabbergasted.
And you can also have this little happy face sticker that says, have a nice day. We'll keep an eye on you. Peace on earth. Goodwill to all living creatures.
Wow, the angel's gone. Look, Steve, I got my learner's permit for sainthood. It's gold embossed and written on silk.
Very cool. Wow. The Zucchini Brothers from their CD, In Your Garden.
Well, I'm myself. I'm no nobody else. I'm myself, I'm nobody else. I like cookies, I like milk. You like spinach and cheddar cheese melts. I like dogs and I like cats. You like elephants and giraffes.
Meow.
Well, we're different, but that's okay. We're a little different, but that's okay. I like candy, I like grapes. You like pizza and cold milkshakes. I like winter with lots of snow. You like summer when the green grass grows.
Yee-haw!
Well, I'm myself, and I'm happy with me. I'm myself, and that's the way it should be. I like gym at lunchtime too. You like math with 2 + 2. I like painting, I like glue. You like blowing on kazoo. Blow!
Blow!
And I'm happy with me, and you're yourselves, and that's the way you should be.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Be yourself, always.
Thank you.